your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with a high of 37. Southwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows level off around 22. Highs around 40 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 28.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The World Bank releasing a report today calling for repurposing global farm subsidies to promote agricultural innovations that can slash greenhouse gas emissions and also increasing food production. The report was done in conjunction with the International Food Policy Research Institute, warns that simply using subsidies to increase the use of environmentally friendly practices could actually reduce food production. The key, according to the World Bank and other economists, is to target subsidies towards innovations that can both increase production and reduce emissions. Repurposing some government farm spending to develop and disseminate more emission-efficient technology, they say, could raise productivity by 30% by reducing overall ag emissions by more than 40%. The report goes on to say such an increase in productivity would also mean 2% less land is needed for agriculture globally. Well, the economists concede that reforming national farm programs is tricky politically, and that means any changes must work for farmers. The report says for reforms to foster sustainable global development, effective policy coordination, technology innovations are attractive to both individual producers and government are needed. A House Oversight Committee demanding information from four major meat and poultry processors for the reasons for the recent price increases. Letters were sent to Tyson, JBS, National Beef, and Seaboard by an Illinois representative. Among other things, the letter demands that companies turn over all documents, including research and internal commissions, that are also related to price decisions. The letters also seek information about ongoing state and any federal investigations. The letter says, while some companies may claim that high price feeding the outside profits are explained by higher inputs, earnings data tells a different story, they say. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Along with the brand-new 2021 Buick Enclave Premier and Buick Enclave Essence, the Nordis Motor Company has on trade a 2019 Chevy Traverse, one owner, just 31,000 miles, a 2019 GMC Acadia, 2017 Chevy Equinox Premier, and 2015 Chevy Traverse. It's an all-wheel drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Sedgwick County authorities have identified a man accused of exchanging gunfire with deputies outside of a Wichita hotel before he was arrested following a seven-hour standoff. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says 26-year-old Corey Anziana of Wichita was arrested and faces a count of aggravated assault and several other charges. The confrontation began early Monday when Anziana fled a traffic stop. When Anziana's vehicle became high-centered near a Regency Inn, he got out and fired at two deputies who returned fire. Authorities say Anziana ran into a hotel room where five people loosely associated with him were staying. After several hours, those people left the room and Anziana was arrested. The state of Kansas now has the nation's highest rising average of COVID-19 cases per capita. The latest statistics from the University of Kansas Health System showed that six people died of COVID-19 overnight, marking a total of 46 deaths since 2022 began. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Can't find a deal on a new Ford? Order one today from Rustiac Ford and we'll double the incentives. That's right. Rustiac Ford is doubling the incentives on select new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Order your new 2022 Ford F-150 today and we'll double the $2,000 to $4,000 only at Rustiac Ford. Order your new 2022 Ford Ranger today and we'll double the $1,500 to $3,000 only at Rustiac Ford. Don't wait. Rustiac Ford has one of the area's best selections of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, when you order today and we double your incentives, you'll also get your new Ford the way you like it. The sooner you order, the faster it gets here. Only Rustiac Ford is doubling the incentives on new Fords. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustiacFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualified. See dealer for details. Offers expire month's end.
The Topeka Capital Journal reports that 41-year-old Jeffrey Pierce pleaded guilty Friday to one count of producing child pornography in exchange for the dismissal of 11 other federal charges he faced. Pierce taught ninth grade social studies at Seaman High School and was an assistant basketball coach. He was fired after he was arrested in September of 2020. He admitted through his plea that he asked nine 14 to 16-year-old boys for sexually explicit photos and videos of themselves while pretending to be a teenage girl on Snapchat, Instagram, and other social media platforms. A 42-year-old Wichita man is dead following a crash in Kingman County. It happened near Norwich on Kansas Highway 42. According to KHP trooper Chad Crittenden, around 10:45 Tuesday morning, a Nissan Altima going eastbound went left of center and hit a cement truck heading westbound on the highway. The victim has been identified as Oliver T. Wilson. The man driving the truck had minor injuries and declined to go to the hospital. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you, Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Law enforcement in the small southeastern Nebraska town of Adams say a man was found dead after he allegedly shot his wife, then held officers at bay for several hours. The Nebraska State Patrol says in a news release that 40-year-old Thomas Sharp died of self-inflicted gunshot wound during a standoff at a home in Adams Monday night. The patrol says Sharp's wife called a report that he had beaten her, pointed a gun at her, and shot her in the hand. She and her three children escaped. After several hours, Sharp was found dead inside the home. A proposal to speed up the implementation of a tax cut for Social Security residents has cleared a key hurdle in the Nebraska legislature. Lawmakers voted 42-0 to advance the bill through the first of three required votes. The measure would phase out Nebraska's tax on Social Security income by 2025. Lawmakers approved the exemption last year, but adopted a slower phase-in that would eliminate it by 2030. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor. Or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out. And unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half price pickup and delivery.
Maximum service, maximum value, maximum outdoor equipment.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council Tuesday announced hiring Matt Simpson as Marysville Police Chief, replacing Todd Ackerman, who was fired last September. Council had met in executive session toward the end of Monday night's meeting, but returned with the mayor reporting no binding decisions were made. Simpson, who's been with the Marysville Police Department for the past several years, recently returned from the FBI National Academy, participating in a 10-week international training. On Monday, City Council approved a review of 26 nominations from the Black Squirrel 50th Anniversary Committee, recognizing honorary Black Squirrel citizens who will receive a letter acknowledging such. A 90-day extension until May 10th was granted for repair of a property at 206 North 10th Street that was damaged by fire in February of last year and is currently being remodeled. The vote was 4-2, with Councilman Todd Fry expressing concern that 90 days was too much time. A proposal to name the Boy Scout cabin in honor of Doc Lynn was approved, and the swimming pool policy changes were approved as recommended. A $25,000 bid for storm sewer assessment along the 7th Street corridor, sections of U.S. 36 and Frank Marshall Drive were approved. Council approved a 5% increase to the base pay scale levels, respective of the annual increase approved previous. The bid was approved from CES Engineers for design, bid, and engineering services for U.S. 36 manhole cover repairs and a waterline project proposed on 8th Street. Low bid of $399,000 was approved for purchase of a new sewer truck, which would replace a 2004 model, which could be traded in or sold direct if a buyer can be found. Purchase was unanimously approved, with the balance to be financed for 5 years at 2.82% locally. Approval was given for two sewer pump repairs at $10,000, $80,000 toward continuing a project updating water meters, and $12,000 for galvanized steel posts for the Legion baseball outfield fence. Anyone interested in volunteering to help paint the fence for Feldhausen Field is encouraged to contact Marysville City Hall. Work can be done anytime weekdays inside at the city shop. A second USD 115 Nemahal Central School Board member challenged to a recall election over mask mandate decisions this past spring has been retained. In a special election Tuesday, Owen Zinke of Seneca had just 145 votes to remove him, while 549 voted against the recall effort. Amy Sudbeck earlier in November withstood a recall petition vote and was further reelected to the board. Zinke serves as vice president and has been a board member since USD 115 was founded in 2011 and had served USD 442 previous to that. His at-large position is up for re-election next year. The Warren Clinic in Hanover is hosting the KU Cognitive Network for a dementia discussion Wednesday evening, January 26th. Everyone is welcome with free admission. To learn more about the difference between Alzheimer's disease, the importance of early diagnosis, and the gift of positive communication. KU Cognitive Care specializes in memory care capabilities throughout Kansas and focuses on both the patient and their family to get a better understanding of dementia and Alzheimer's while providing optimistic resources. The event is free and open with no reservations required, Wednesday evening, 6 p.m. at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover. For details, contact the Warren Clinic. Glenn V. Rickenberg, age 86, of Beatrice, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Burial in the Evergreen Home Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 8 until 8, at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Glenn Rickenberg. Leon W. Bentman, age 94, of Waterville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Fancy Creek Zion United Methodist Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home, Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Leon Bentman. Bryant L. Shattuck, age 51, of Marysville, passed away Saturday at his home. A private family service will take place with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Bryant Shattuck.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will rapidly warm up throughout the region today as winds will start to pick up from the south, bringing some warm air up from the Gulf of Mexico. Conditions will continue to stay fairly dry with lots of sunshine across the region. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper teens and upper 30s throughout Iowa, the upper 30s and lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the upper 20s and mid 30s throughout Kansas, and the upper 20s to upper 30s throughout Missouri. Continuing to stay fairly mild in the overnight hours with lows ranging in the upper teens and mid 20s throughout Iowa, the upper teens and mid 20s throughout Nebraska, the lower teens to lower 20s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 20s throughout Missouri. South winds will continue to stay fairly strong overnight. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January 40, record high on this date 70. The average low 19, the record low is 13 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:39, sunset this evening at 5:40.
Is there a nutritional difference between fresh, frozen, and canned vegetables? The surprising answer is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 26th, the 26th day of the year. Hockey player Wayne Gretzky has a birthday, and it's Statehood Day in Michigan. Our 26th state joined the Union in 1837. Most of us have to go without fresh vegetables in the winter, but are we missing out nutritionally? Not really. Experts say that while taste and texture may suffer, there is little nutritional differences between fresh, frozen, and canned veggies. In fact, there may even be an added benefit when it comes to tomatoes. Research has shown that our bodies absorb the antioxidant lycopene more readily from tomato paste than from whole tomatoes. Keep an eye on those package labels, though, for added sodium, fat, or sugar. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Cook & Company wishes the Nemaha Central Thunder winter sports teams good luck in upcoming events. From Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home. C&K Service is proud to support the talented Sabetha Blue Jays winter sports teams. These athletes know it takes hard work and discipline to be successful, and have proven this to be true in their performance. Good luck at the upcoming events from your loyal friends and fans here at C&K Service in Sabetha.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. After a three-game stretch where the Wildcats stayed competitive against ranked teams and even pulled off two upsets, K-State faltered on the road against Baylor, losing to the Bears 74-49. Nigel Pack and Marquise Noel were once again the leading scorers for the Wildcats, scoring 13 and 11 respectively. The 49 points in last night's matchup are the lowest amount scored in a game this entire season. The 25-point loss is the largest deficit for the Kansas State program this season. In keeping with the K-State theme, days after her history-making performance in K-State's win over number 14 Oklahoma, K-State junior center Ayoka Lee told reporters she plans to return to Manhattan for her senior season. Age-wise, Lee is eligible for the 2022 WNBA draft, but she says, "I'm staying another year. I really love what I'm doing for school. I want to finish my education. I love that program. That's the plan right now." This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 30th annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 14th, 15th, and 16th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines, and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items, farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, and pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation equipment, engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders, and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs, and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers, and fuel tanks, livestock equipment, and related items. Call in your consignments now for maximum advertising and best placement. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 620-276-8282. Scott Auction's 30th Annual Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, February the 14th, 15th, and 16th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
Wichita State returns to action for the first time in 10 days tonight when it welcomes the UCF Knights to Charles Koch Arena at 7 o'clock. The game will be broadcast on ESPN+. Last week's games against Temple and SMU were postponed due to health and safety protocol within the WSU program. The SMU game will be made up February 3rd in Dallas. The Shockers are 0-4 in league play for the first time since the 2008-09 season when they opened their Missouri Valley Conference slate with six straight setbacks. That team rallied for an 8-10 finish and has posted a winning conference record in every season since. The McDonald's All-American Game, which has featured some of the most elite basketball talent since its inception 45 years ago, released its Class of 2022 roster, which features two Kansas players. Grady Dick, a Kansas Jayhawks signee from Wichita, was featured on the roster, as well as Lansing, Kansas's Mark Mitchell, who is currently committed to Duke. Both play basketball at Sunrise Christian Academy. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball action in high school girls play. It was Hanover topping Washington County 46-31. Frankfort beat Onega 62-17. Lynn girls topped Clifton Clyde 39-35. Centralia beat Troy 59-31. Abilene girls over Concordia 47-31. Wamego down Council Grove 60-50. In boys action, Hanover topped Washington County 79-24. Frankfort beat Onega 53-33. Clifton Clyde over Lynn boys 58-41 and Troy surprised Centralia 51-38. Marysville boys down to Chapman 64-34. Abilene over Concordia 59-54. Wamego took Council Grove 44-40. Marysville wrestlers in a double duel at Chapman with Riley County 66-12 and Chapman 47-30 on Tuesday.
Was a dominant performance from your Marysville Bulldogs in the makeup game with the Chapman Irish on Tuesday night, defeating them 64-34 behind a team in game high 28 points from Jack Lauer, who had 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Marysville started on a quick 9-2 run with Jack Lauer scoring all 9 points, and from that point on, Marysville didn't look back, with Rhett Williams, who went 4-for-6 from the free throw line, being the second leading scorer with 11. And then on the side of the still winless Chapman Irish, leading the way for them, Ian Suther with 6 points, and then there was a three-way tie for second in scoring between Gage Picking, Eli Regal, and then Torin Kavanaugh with 5 points. And again, Marysville defeating Chapman 64-34. My name is Paxton Gordon with
KND1. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
For the past few days, we've taken a look back at a stop I made in Greenfield, Iowa, home of the Iowa Aviation Museum. You probably never realized how many aviation firsts are tied to Iowa, including a car company that decided to try its hand at making airplanes. Its unique vision is preserved here. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
You could say this Iowa company was visionary. However, the changes they made perhaps stretched their abilities a little too far.
The Kerry Keene Company was located in Sioux City, Iowa. They made trunks for cars of the period. They decided that eventually trunks would be added to cars anyway, so they needed to come up with something else. So they decided to make airplanes.
Leanne Nelson shares the story from Greenfield, Iowa. This is the home of the Iowa Aviation Museum. She says the company quickly realized they might not have the expertise needed to build airplanes.
They made 32 of them before they figured out that nobody had the money to buy one. There's only three left, and we have one of those.
Part of the problem may have been the location of the factory, because testing the newly built aircraft quickly became a problem.
The Kerry Keene Company is in downtown Sioux City. Now, to make trunks, not an issue. To make airplanes, a little more complicated. Because if you want to take the airplane out to the airport to test fly it, you have to assemble it in the factory and then disassemble it and then take it out to the airport by trailer.
People in Iowa remember the Kerry Keene aircraft, but most of them don't remember them in flight.
I've heard story after story of times where people said, oh yeah, we used to see Kerry Keenes go by the window all the time.
One of the unique aircraft built by the trunk manufacturer is on display here, along with many other notable planes of early aviation history. It's a great collection of aircraft and unique stories to be found in this small town. Traveling the countryside in Greenfield, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
KNDY.
Cabin fever is likely to set in about this time of year. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Pick up your spirits on a sunny day by giving your landscape a little TLC as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
We landscape all year long. Even though it's midwinter, I pick up fallen branches and do a bit of pruning. Greg Stack is an extension horticulture educator at the University of Illinois. He says this is a good time to get out the shears for trimming up some of your trees and bushes.
Which means small ornamental trees or shade trees. If you're talking about shrubs, you have to be kind of careful because shrubs that flower in the spring, things like lilac and that kind of thing, you cannot prune those in late winter because you're cutting off all the flower buds. But if you're talking about pruning things that are mostly used as a hedge, those are things you can prune because you're not dependent upon flowers.
If your ground is frozen solid, you won't see any benefit from watering. Unfortunately, plants such as broadleaf evergreens can dry out, especially if they're in a windy location. To prevent their needles and leaves from expiring moisture, Stack recommends applying an anti-desiccant when temperatures are above freezing, which puts a coating on the foliage. A layer of snow may be pretty on the trees, but it can bend the limbs, especially on evergreens and arborvitae.
You'd like to remove snow as promptly as you can after it falls before it starts to freeze. And you basically use an upward sweeping stroke with a broom as opposed to downward sweeping, which can maybe cause further damage or snapping. If you're talking about ice, I'd leave it alone because you can do more damage than the ice can and just leave it alone till it melts and goes away by itself. Because if you start whacking at that, you're going to start snapping off branches.
If your lawn is frozen but not covered with snow, Stack advises staying off of it. Walking or driving on it will break the blades of grass. Learn more about caring for your landscape this winter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
The Warren Clinic in Hanover is hosting a dementia discussion Wednesday evening, January 26th. Everyone is welcome with free admission. To learn more about the difference between Alzheimer's disease, the importance of early diagnosis, and the gift of positive communication. KU Cognitive Care specializes in memory care capabilities throughout Kansas and focuses on both the patient and family to get a better understanding of dementia and Alzheimer's while providing optimistic resources. This event, again, is free and open with no reservations required, Wednesday, January 26th, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover. For details, contact the Warren Clinic.
Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville is inspired by their understanding of seniors and their needs, striving to serve each person and his or her needs uniquely, individually, and holistically. They strive to create a compassionate community that enhances the quality of life for those whose whole lives they touch. Facilities for assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, hospice, and senior day services available. Visit their website at CambridgePlaceSeniorCare.com. Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville.
Rodale Institute launches an initiative to boost organic farming in the United States. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
SIBO Technologies is focused on scaling regenerative agriculture. That's why we've created a program to remove the risk of starting new regenerative and carbon sequestering farming practices. The program is called SIBO Carbon Bridge, and it's free for corn and soybean farmers who own some or all of the land they farm. SIBO Carbon Bridge pays farmers up to $35 an acre in year one for implementing new regenerative practices. It pays again in years two and three. The idea is to ease the transition into regeneration by rewarding growers for converting to climate-resilient practices that will both improve the soil and help solve climate change. Space and time are limited for this year's program, so growers should act now to sign up and see if they qualify. Learn more at SIBOtechnologies.com/carbon.
Pennsylvania-based Rodale Institute is looking for organic farming experts to work in a new certified advisor program. Emily Gantz of Rodale explains.
We find that one-on-one support provided directly to the farmer is the best way to help a farmer with their transition to organic. So we are doing that through a number of different platforms.
Gant says Rodale has consultants in select regions who help organic farmers get started. The Certified Advisor Program will complement that.
The Certified Advisor Program is going to be part-time or, you know, kind of contracted employees that are located in all these different regions that we're not currently located in.
Gant says applicants to become certified advisors might be existing or former organic farmers, for example. Those who enroll in the program must complete an online course and pass an exam.
Our hope would be that by the end of this pilot project, we have a really strong foundation of what it means to place certified advisors all across the country and even potentially all across the world so that they can continue to support the mission of Rodale Institute and transition farmers to organic.
Learn more at rodaleinstitute.org/RICA. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Cattle producers, be on the lookout during the winter season as respiratory diseases in cattle are more common during the winter months due to the weather, weaning, and other stress factors. Dr. Eric Moore is the North American Director of Technical Services of Norbrook, and he talks about what producers should be looking for and doing to better manage the bovine respiratory disease in their cattle. And it starts with minimizing many of those stressors.
From a producer standpoint, whatever we can do to mitigate or bring those back to a lower level, we want to do that. The key part of that is preparation. Prepare your facilities, prepare your protocols, talk to your local veterinarian, and really work to be prepared to fend off that disease that we know we're going to see. With that disease, our goal is to prevent it. We're watching those calves as close as we can, and we're looking for that droopy ear, that nasal discharge, that calf with its head down, dragging a foot, that calf that hasn't groomed itself. Identify and understand those subtle hints and subtle signs of disease are critical in finding them early, and treating them early is a critical part to success.
He says producers have a number of BRD treatment options and talks about what producers need to consider before selecting one that fits their particular needs on the farm.
First and foremost, if we can prevent the disease, that's the best way to go. If you can vaccinate those cattle, if you can ramp up their immune system, have them prepared when they go into these stressful situations, that's the ideal situation. Even if you do all that right, you still can have sick cattle. Besides identifying them early, you want to treat with an antibiotic that is broad-spectrum, fast-acting, targeted at those pathogens of BRD that you're facing in that situation. Have it available. You don't want to have to go find it, find your veterinarian. When your cattle are sick, you want to talk to them beforehand and have everything ready to go. So when you can treat them right away, you'll have a better success.
And again, it was Dr. Eric Moore with Norbrook Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front. At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be, so we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what do we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranties are limited powertrain warranties.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit BlueValley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Biden urging Democrats in Congress to step back from that failed $1.75 trillion reconciliation package and instead look to pass chunks of the measure instead. Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow of Michigan advocating the Senate in taking up a climate initiatives bill that includes incentives for agriculture and forestry. Senator Manchin has indicated in the past that a climate incentives bill ranging in size from $400 to $500 billion might be acceptable to him. But such an effort may require a protracted budget resolution and budget reconciliation process that's both time-consuming and not without political risk to a president and congressional Democrats already facing depressing poll numbers. The alternative is to try to strike bipartisan compromise on portions of the measure, and the prospects of which look fairly bleak given spending and substantive concerns on the part of Republicans. Four senators from farm country talk with the EPA Administrator Michael Regan about recent agency decisions to restrict farmer access to crop protection products. The EPA issued several decisions to hinder farmers' ability to control weeds and pests that could cripple plants and severely undermine crop yields. The senators pointed out that it will adversely impact farmers' ability to efficiently and effectively produce the commodities that feed the world. Those senators, Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst from Iowa, Mike Braun of Indiana, and Dr. Roger Marshall of Kansas. They say crop protection products play a crucial role in food production, yet they're a common threat of the Biden administration. The four say that EPA isn't sufficiently engaged with USDA, the product registrants, and growers to fully understand what the implications are of those decisions that they are making. They include decisions on some biological evaluations of dicamba and others. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When it's time to start your demo day, you'll want to have the right tools readily available. Hometown Lumber and Hardware offers rental tools and equipment for your project start to finish. They have demolition hammers, jackhammers, drywall sanders, air-powered nailers, paint sprayers, and other tools you need. Whatever projects you're undertaking, Hometown Lumber and Hardware has the tool and equipment rentals available to make your job easier and more efficient.
Was there anything in your fields last year that you'd rather not repeat? Apply lessons from 2021 to this year's crops on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you a farmer or rancher in the U.S. interested in a new revenue stream that is guaranteed for 10 years? Agora Carbon Alliance's national team of carbon farming experts can show you how by implementing simple practice changes like no-till, cover cropping, and grazing management. Contact your local on-the-ground Agora Carbon agronomist by visiting agorocarbonalliance.com.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Some farms had too much rain last year. Others didn't have enough. It made a difference in what crops, diseases, and pests reared their ugly heads. Agronomists were out with boots on the ground looking for that stuff, and producers are now asking what technologies and rotations they should incorporate into this year's crops. Dan Burning is the pioneer agronomy manager for the Western Corn Belt. He says to look back at 2021 and other recent years. What is it that you can apply to your plans for 2022?
You know, what are some of those crop hybrids and varieties that are going to fit the expected conditions that we have, not only on the farm, but at the field level, you know? So working with their sales reps to really build a plan field to field, acre to acre, not only for hybrid and variety selection, but thinking about crop input management. You know, we're challenged with some of the supply chain issues, obviously, with some of the crop inputs.
Consider what happened in your fields last year with fungal diseases such as northern leaf blight and tar spot, and plan accordingly for this year. Burning says 2021 was also the year of the corn rootworm.
Higher rootworm pressure due to some of the conditions that were pretty favorable to winter survival a year ago allowed pest pressures to be a little bit on the higher side throughout the season. We've got some great chrome hybrids that have implant protection, but in situations where we may have some extremely high rootworm population, we may need to think about what else can we do to help manage that pest.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about working with your agronomist for the upcoming season at agriculture.com.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Market information from the Mid America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Wednesday today. Market's wrapping up in just a little bit today. Still kind of mixed on the board, but corn has moved further into the green a little bit. Wheat's still struggling as we go through the day right now, and the soybeans still seeing some really big gains near over 30 cents. Right now, we'll get to that in a minute. March corn is up 4.5 cents currently at 6.24 and a half. The May corn also up 4 cents at 6.22 and a half. Kansas City wheat for March down near 20 cents, 19 and three quarters right now at 8.14¾ with May down by 19.5. On the bean side, however, we are seeing some positive gains here. March up 31¾ cents at 14.39 even. The meal for March up 7.80 at 3.99 and 10 cents, and the bean oil for March up $1.37 at 63.88. Cotton market moving further into the green as the day has gone along as well, with March cotton up by $1.22 at 122.14. The canola is down 3.80 right now at 9.91 and 40 cents, and the oats, after starting off kind of rocky this morning, they're back up into the green for a rebound, with March oats up by 4.5 cents at 6.57 even. Over in the livestock right now, still mostly higher numbers here. Cattle up, lean hogs are mixed, but mostly down right now. We'll see what happens at the close here in just a bit. February live cattle up 90 cents at 138 even. The April also up $1.75. In the feeder cattle, January is up 12 cents at 158.67, with the March in the green by $1.17 at 161.02. In lean hogs, kind of mixed right now, with February slightly up 10 cents up at 87.55. The lean hogs for April down by 85 cents at 96.40. So kind of mixed across the board there. We'll see how they wrap up here soon as well. U.S. dollar index for March today in the green, 2 days in a row now, 11 cents higher at 96.04. We have 30-year bonds for March up slightly at 155. And 10-year notes in the green by just about a point and a half at 128.05. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front? At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be, so we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand him guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what did we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
The new year brings a sense of optimism and determination. While there are many questions that need answers, you have a reliable and relevant source to get the information you need. This station at AgView.net. Input cost, supply chain, consumer demand, and weather are all factors that affect your bottom line. Stick with the reliable and relevant source. Have a great 2022 from this radio station and AgView.net.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
KNDY.
legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.